morning. Just a warm welcome to, I believe it was Jackson this morning. Hope you feel very welcome this morning. I wonder if we'll just open with a word of prayer this morning. Just talk to our Lord. Dear Lord, we just come humbly before you this morning, Lord, and Lord, knowing that we are not worthy, Lord, but you have made us worthy, Lord, to come into your presence, Lord, and to come into your house and worship you, Lord, with grateful hearts for what you've done for us, Lord, and for your mercy and your grace, Lord, and just thank you for that, Lord, for that opportunity, for that calling in our lives, Lord, that you would do that for us, Lord, and Lord, we just pray for those that are away, Lord, a blessing upon them, Lord, and those that might be listening, Lord, a special blessing upon them, and Lord, we just ask that you would be with us this morning, Lord, as we worship and praise you, in Jesus' name, amen. Should we just stand and sing, "We Have Come Into His House"?
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name.
Sing number 316, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let the praises sing. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of
Sing, "This World Is Not My Home."
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are loaded up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I can't hear that home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I? Over in glory land, we'll live eternally.
Sing number 348, Are You Looking for the Fullness?
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father now according to His name in the blessing.
Number 311, I'd rather have Jesus.
And every Jesus untold.
Sure, if there was any items this morning, Sister Pauline, if you'd like, you can bring that now if you'd like. Thank you. Then I'll ask Brother Lee if you could come and take the prayer request, if that's right.
Amazing grace, shall
Sister Pauline, certainly appreciate those items and what the Lord can do. Thanks, Brother Lee.
Praise the name of the Lord. We know this, that if we love the Lord, we'll be in church, won't we? And why is that? To see all the better? No. To worship the Lord? Yes. You know, oftentimes we have things before the Lord. We pray about it, but do we believe for an answer? And the thing is that we need to, because it's not us that's getting everything done that we pray about. It's the Lord that does it. And if we do it with sincerity and understanding, He is the one that loves us. He is the one that has promised all these things unto us. I'd just like to welcome Jackson, even though he's been welcomed. He's my paper boy. We've talked about the Lord at the gate a number of times, and you're very welcome. You had your little brother last week. You can bring all the family if you wish. One at a time, okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, do we have any prayer requests at all that from the congregation? Okay, well, oftentimes we have things that the Lord knows about, that we've prayed about it, and it's in our heart. He knows everything. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you desire. He knows your mistakes. He knows your benefits. He knows everything about you. He made you. So just remember, if we're praying to the Lord, that just believe that He will do what He said He will do. We just remember the Vi family at the moment. Currently, they're not actually here, obviously, but just bless them, undertake for them. I think of Norm and Jeanette Cook there in Australia, there in Mackay, and may the Lord undertake for them, because Norm needs another job, and Jeanette, well, she does a lot for the things of God. There's James and Meta Nair in Singapore. They actually sent us an email during the night, and for the consideration of things of God, may the Lord bless them there in Singapore. We just pray for the upcoming meetings to be held in Louisville, Kentucky, and Easter, and also those in Ireland, also at Easter, when Brother Brian Freeborn will be taking those services and pray for Howard, for the Louisville ones. The Lagaluga family, which have shifted to Australia from Auckland, they love the Lord, and Lord bless them, help them to settle in over there. We have Israel that we always remember, that they're a favoured nation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the Lord undertake for them in everything they do, everything they decide, decisions to be made. Just be with them, Lord, because you have them in control. We thank the Lord for the many answered prayers that we have, and because we do have answers, it's easy to ask for things from the Lord, but having prayed, do we wait for the answer? So just remember that the Lord likes to be thanked as well. We just remember the brethren there on the internet in Florida currently that have made contact with us, and may they be blessed in their services and as they listen, and all people that listen on the internets in the northern and southern hemispheres, wherever they are, whatever colour, whatever language, there's a lot of people listening in at this for this services. So may they be blessed as they tune in, because God is here and God is there. Wherever there is, God knows all things. So shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to you because you are the one we need to come to. You are Almighty God, the one and only, the maker of heavens and earth, the maker of ourselves. You put us in families, and wherever we were to live, you knew exactly what you were doing when you did it. We may not see which way we're walking and which we're going, but if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will move our footsteps. The word actually says that man deviseth his ways, what he's going to do and he wants to do, but the Bible also says immediately behind that, but the Lord directs your footsteps. So oftentimes he causes us to go down the path that we didn't think we were going, or that he confirms that what we're doing is right. So Lord, have your way with all of the people that have prayers that they've brought before you. May they believe and understand that God will see them through. He's promised it. Undertake for those particularly that listen in around the world at this time, and they may not have other people with them. They may not have a fellowship to mix in. They may not have a family that believes. And it may be an individual. It might be in a car. It might be anything. But Lord, you are still the one and only God. Help them to walk along that path that you've guided us. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We just ask, Lord, that you will have your way this morning, this afternoon, Lord, and just bring your Holy Spirit down, that we all may be a participant of, Lord. May we realize that the power of God is right there beside us on the pews. Undertake for them. And those people that aren't here, that can normally be here, just bless them wherever they are. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. And all of those that I mentioned on the prayer list, they're in Australia, they're in Louisville and Ireland, and wherever it was, Lord, just bless them. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Should we just stand and sing Hallelujah to the Lamb?
Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you.
we could sing it one last time with low instruments. That's all right.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless your holy name. He is here, listen closely, hearing calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him, you will never be the same.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Howard.
It makes all the difference, is having God present. He changes everything when he's here, and we just thank him for that. So we just pray the Lord will be with us today as we come round his precious word. I'm just going to make sure my phone's off. Makes me very nervous when my phone's on. The ringing part, I don't want people ringing me. Getting more and more calls these days. So, who's glad to be in the house of God this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to have our brother here. God bless you. I believe you're a musician. We should have you up here with us. Helps out. And so we're just going to come around his word. And I pray that the Lord will really help us today as we consider his word. Because it's his word changes things. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the Bible says. And this morning I have a message I want to share with you that is God has been dealing with me about personally. And I pray that it'll speak to you and those that are listening with us at this time. And I want to stand for the reading of God's word from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 30. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 30, which says, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" Can I just say something in here? You'd never think, would you, that God is clothing the grass, looking after it. We just trample all over it. But God actually gives it nutrients and helps the grass to grow, which is has very little value. It's thrown in the oven. But then he says, "How much more shall God clothe you, O ye of little faith?" When he says clothe, he doesn't mean just putting clothes on. It's providing your every need. "Therefore," verse 31, "take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek." The Gentiles, anybody that's not a Jew. "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." I love that scripture. I've been quoting it yesterday. "And your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that you'll come by your Holy Spirit and cause this word to live in our hearts, Lord. Make it real to each one, I pray, Lord. I commit it to thee. We pray that your will be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak to every heart here and afar. We commit it to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm not sure where everybody is. I'm trying to work out who's not here. But I'm sure there'll be some more here this afternoon. I just want to entitle this message, which is a little unusual, so all listen. Got an unusual title. If you want to write it down. It's all about him, not about us. It's all about him, Christ, and not about us. And it was quite a shock to me when I saw this. And I realised why we have so many problems. And our biggest hindrance to life is nothing but ourselves. We are the problem. Not God. It's never God. He's never the problem. We are the problem. So... this indeed is a great and wonderful revelation to me. And you'll see as we go along what I'm referring to. The self-hindrance in our life is self-hindrance. It's not your brother or your sister, it's you. The Bible has a name for it. And the Bible calls it the old man. It's not your father. The Bible calls it the old man. And the old man is referring to the old nature that you are born with. It's in you. It's residing in you. And he is your problem. He is causing most of your problems. I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, which says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man. Now, the conversation in the Greek, my wife's learning Greek, so I know all these words. The conversation can mean life as well. Even though it's written conversation, can be referred to as life. Putting off concerning the former life the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Not a very good report, is it? And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man. So there's an old man and there's a new man, which after God is created in after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So we have been, we need to get rid of that old man. Some people say, oh, what about the old woman? Well, it's the same thing. It's talking about the human life. That fallen nature that we all have been born with. And then if we get rid of that guy, we can find out how to get rid of him. We will see that God can start using you and blessing you. As long as he's there, you have a real issue. And I have a real issue. Let's turn to Romans 6, verse 5 through to 8, which says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, that's Christ's death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, that's Christ's resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man, there he is again, is crucified with him. Now, the word crucified means to put to death. That's what it means. The old nature has to be put to death in Christ. When we nail him to the cross with Christ, we die with him and we rise with him. So it's very important that we're identified with the cross of Jesus Christ, because that is where the power is. The power is in the cross of Calvary. It's not in I'm going to be a good person now. I'm going to live a good Christian life. Forget it. It won't work. You have to nail that nature to the cross of Jesus Christ. And when you are nailed to that cross, then we are buried with him, as the Bible says, in the waters of baptism, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we rise in newness of life. The resurrection that raised Christ from the dead comes into you. Isn't that wonderful? It's really tremendous, brother and sister. This is what it's all about. We want to get out of here. We want to find how to get out of this world. And the only way we can do it is to have the resurrection power of Jesus Christ living in you. He's got to be in you, and he quickens you. And the Bible says it'll change your mortal body. This flesh will put on a glorified body. And the Bible says we'll rise off the ground and meet the Lord in the air. That's thus saith the Lord. You all believe that? That's what it's all about, is getting out of here and going to be with the Lord before the judgment falls on this world, which is real close. Now, so we see we've got to put on that new man, and that's what we're looking for. In Romans 6:5, as I think we started reading that one, wasn't it? Yes. And it says, but knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Hallelujah. Who wants to live with him? Oh, I do, with all my heart. Now, we come to this old man. Now, you mightn't believe this, but I believe God showed it to me, and I'm really grateful he did. We need a personal examination. We need to personally examine ourselves. And let us honestly observe our daily behavior. Now, I'm not talking about, going on the road and breaking windows. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something else here. When we get down to pray, is everybody listening? Say amen.
Amen.
When we get down to pray, the first prayers offered are often about us. Oh, Lord, here I am. Lord, I need you. Lord, help me. That's what we pray. Bless me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, deliver me. But the Bible instructs us quite differently not to do that. We wonder why we're not getting the victory. Let's turn to Psalm 100. Beautiful psalm, this. Verse 2. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with requests. Is that what you all says? Doesn't say that, does it, Brother Peter? Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Amen. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and that he hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now enter into his gates. This is coming into the presence of the room, into the holy room of God, in the spirit, of course. Enter into his gates with prayer requests. Nope. Doesn't say that. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, I haven't been doing that. Now, I do bless his name and I do praise him. But when I first get down, oh, Lord, here I am, Lord, this morning. Lord, I'm a mess. Things aren't going right for me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I need you, Lord. Would you meet my needs of my family? Lord, I have money problems. And the Lord's waiting there listening to the prayer list. Would you bring every time? Lord, I'm not well. I've got this sickness, Lord, and it's bothering me, Lord. I want to be healed. And you haven't even thanked him. You haven't even entered his courts with thanksgiving and praise and giving him glory. It's all about you. The Bible says don't do that. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now, I'm not saying we cannot bring our requests before God because he tells us to. But when we first come to the courts of God and we first come into his presence, we are to come into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and to bless his name. All we're doing is blessing ourselves. Oh, Lord, bless me. Help my children. Lord, bless this, bless that. Oh, God, I need you. And the Lord's just standing there on the outside getting nothing from you. Now, God showed me that. I pray he will show you by his Spirit. It may transform your life to start getting somewhere. Yes, we should always be second on the prayer list. It is everywhere in the Bible to actively make him first. And we are always second. Actually, should be others second. You're last. If we are truly letting the Holy Spirit speak to us and speak through us. Why? Because he is our Creator and our wonderful Savior. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's all about him. It's all about Christ, not us. Should be all about him first. That's why we are instructed in our first reading, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Number one is his kingdom and his righteousness and all these other things that you need will be added unto you. The Lord wants to be loved and worshipped first above everything. Now you're going to get surprised. When we start seeing this in the Bible, how this is so true to form and it's right through the Word of God. The Lord wants to be loved and worshipped first. Day and night, we should worship and praise him. That should be the first thing in the morning. When you wake up, praise you, Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. And I give you glory and praise for who you are. This should be the first things that come from our lips. Do you know the angels worship the Lord day and night without ceasing and have for millions of years? God is so great and so powerful and so wonderful and so holy, he needs to be praised. He desperately needs worship. And we return to Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. We read the following. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. A lot of brothers there too. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. You haven't got a calculator? I know this, it's over 10 million. Plus many more. Saying with a loud voice, help me, Lord. No. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Now, brothers and sisters, this is happening as I speak. They're worshiping right now. Hallelujah. Who loves them? Say amen.
and they're worshipping him, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Hallelujah. You know, wonderful Brother Tim? This is what we are going to be a part of, not just when we get to glory. We want to be a part of it now. Then we'll see the glory of God in our life. So where it says 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, they say it equates to equivalent, they don't really know, but it's only a shot in the dark, to 100 million or an innumerable multitude, an unlimited number, maybe as the stars of the heavens. You know, brothers and sisters, we just don't know how big this God is that we're serving. And you know what? He's right here. That's his power. He can do that. Not only that, he can go right inside your heart. I was telling Brother Brian Freeborn in Australia yesterday. I may have told you this, but never mind if I do it again. The sun's a big place. We look out there, it's a big sun. The earth's big too. If you had to fly it, you'll know how big it is. You fly for 24 hours and just see. It's just terrible. It's just such a big place. The earth can fit into the sun 1,000 times. Sink it in. The sun can take 1,000 earths that we live on. There's another star out there. Get a hold of the sun. You know how many times it can fit in that star? 9.4 billion. Did you get that? 9.4 billion times that star can take the sun. It's a lot of suns. So where are we? Where's Earth? It's not even mentioned. It's not even there. But God is here. Now this God is way in excess of that planet, that star I was telling you about. The galaxy, there's 200 billion galaxies. They're still finding them. What I'm trying to say is God is enormous. He's very, very exceedingly large and powerful. And he controls every planet system, every orbit. And he controls me and you. So what are you worrying about? Brother Branham used to say to the people, what are you worrying about? The King of Kings is here. The King is holding the planets in place. He's here. So whatever the number is, it's truly wonderful, isn't it? No wonder God is ever present. As the scripture says in Psalm 34 verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And delivereth them. So God has set up a tent around you. I love this. He hasn't just come, you know, the Spirit of the Lord moved down and we felt his presence. No, he's come to camp. The Lord encampeth about those that fear him. So he's with us all the time. I believe this. Do you believe this? Oh, brother and sister, so wonderful to know that God is here with us. And wherever we go out the door or wherever we go, he's there. We rest in that and we have a confidence that God will keep his word. So we see that this great unlimited multitude worship him day and night. So what about us as children? What are we doing? When did you last seriously get down and worship the Lord? The angels are doing it day and night, non-stop. And they have for millions of years. Your Savior. When did you get down and say, Lord, I've just come to adore you today? I don't want to bring any requests. I just want to praise you because it's all about you, not about me. It's everything about God, not about Howard Searle. It's all about you. Revelation 4:8 we read, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. No rest. Of course, they don't get tired either. Day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. This is the God I serve. Do you serve him? And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before them. You know, that's Moses and all the apostles and all the patriarchs, all the children of Israel, and Jacob and Jacob and all those are all there, and they have been the chosen of the Lord. Now listen, when you get into the presence of God, it's nothing about you. It's all about him. And the Bible goes on to say, what did they say? Oh, Lord, look at me. I'm one of your apostles. Never. They fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, took their crowns off and threw them down before the throne, and saying, thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Forget my crown. I'm just going to give you glory because glory is due unto your name. The Bible says, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So brother and sister, when you get down to pray, leave your name out of it. Get down and say, Lord, I've come to worship you and to thank you and to glorify you and to praise you and to give you all the glory that's due unto your name. The Lord has always been number one. He has to be worshipped. Otherwise, the stones on the ground will start praising God. Who believes that? That's what Jesus said. Let's turn to it, Luke 19:37. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. You know, people say, oh, I praise the Lord, you know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some don't even do that. They say, I praise the Lord in my heart. Silent. But everywhere in the scripture, it's with a loud voice. Hallelujah! Let's say, praise the Lord. That's good. This is starting. We're just getting started. He wants to hear you. And from your heart, not just your voice. It's got to be from your heart to your voice. So this is really amazing. And so the Pharisees, they got really upset. It says, and when they came nigh, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude saith unto, Master, rebuke thy disciples, quiet them down, come on, silence them. That's what he's saying. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. God has to be worshipped. You know, brother and sister, we don't understand
how wonderful he is. That's what I'm trying to get to. It's all about us. It's not, should be all about him. It's all about him, not about us. We've got all back to front. Who agrees? We've got this back to front. He is left out on the cold. We don't worship like we ought. It's all, Lord, I have this. Lord, I need this. Help me, Lord. He's just standing there. Here they go again. He wants to hear you tell him, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I'm here to praise your name and I'm here to glorify you. God gave you a tongue, not to gossip with, but to praise God with. We see such praise and worship of the Lord is so lacking today. Often when we pray, we're mentioning ourselves so constantly. Now, brothers and sisters, you know if I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to answer me, but you know, and you people out there listening, you know if I'm telling you the truth. What is your prayer content mainly about? Is it about the Lord Jesus or all about you and him helping you and doing this and doing that for you and paying your bills? There's a place for that. Don't get me wrong. But when our entire time's together, we come together to fellowship with God, it's terrible. You know, Paul said, as a man and woman, so is Christ in the church. Now, if a man gets with a young lady and they like each other and he gets with her, and all he does, for instance, is talk about himself, never mentions her at all, never says, oh, you look nice tonight. No, he's just talked, yep, all about himself. I'm doing this and I'm getting promoted at work and everything like that. And the lady's just sitting there like this. It's exactly what the Lord goes through when we pray. It's all about us. He's the one that matters. He's the one that counts, not us. And what the worship to the Lord is often laid aside in our prayers. We've got so much to say to him about us. Which you heard the day before and the day before and the week before. God heard all about it and you tell him over and over again. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29, we read. We turn to that. Give unto the Lord and glory due unto his name. Let me say it like this, it's overdue. The glory unto the Lord is overdue. Bring an offering for him. And come before him and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It's all about him. It's got to be all about him, the King. Where millions of angels are worshiping him as I speak. And we get there and we say we love him. But our prayers and our communication is very self-centered. Now, brother says, I'm not criticizing you, I'm criticizing myself. God's really shown me that's wrong. God does not want us to be predominant in everything. He doesn't want us to be there. He must be the center point of our worship at home and in church. Even John the Baptist, you know, great John the Baptist who's raised up by God and wasn't a man like him. He said, I must decrease. I, John, must decrease and he must increase. You know, brothers and sisters, that's how it's got to get to. Where we are out of the picture and he's in the picture. All the glory goes to Jesus. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Listen to this about John's disciples. You know, people say the prophets are so wonderful. They are wonderful. God sent them to us. But they're not the one we're looking for. We're looking for the God of the prophets. John 1:34, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day after John stood
and two of his disciples, two of John's disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, John says, behold the Lamb of God. Now watch the reaction. John's own disciples. Verse 37. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed John. No, they didn't. They followed Jesus. They left John. Because John was to introduce Jesus Christ. And let me say this today. God sent a prophet in the spirit and power of Elijah today to introduce Jesus Christ. And who should we be following? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No other. But I'm afraid today people give more attention to the prophet than they do to the Lord Jesus who sent him. We've got to examine our hearts, brother and sister. We see it's not about us or about preachers or about prophets. It's all about our Lord Jesus who died for us and gave us all for us. We don't know what Jesus went through. Calvary was a terrible thing. You know, he tried to get out of it. Who knows Jesus tried to get out of Calvary? He said, Lord, Father, if it's possible, let this cup of bitterness pass from me. Yeah. Jesus, unfortunately, we could say, knew what was coming. If we got a death sentence, we don't often know. But Jesus knew what was coming. And he knew the shame. And worst of all, he knew he'd be separated from his heavenly Father. But he loved you so much. He went through with it. So we need to be thanking him day and night for our eternal life. It's all about our Lord Jesus, for he truly is our Saviour. One time Jesus took his disciples up onto the Mount Transfiguration. Let's read this in Matthew 17. I've got a lot of scriptures, but I'd like to say what the Bible says, not what I think. Matthew 17, verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, great mighty prophet, and he was, and Elijah talking with him, another great man of God, great prophet. Then Peter answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Doesn't sound right, does it? That doesn't sound right. Now, Peter might have thinking, this is pretty inspirational. Lord, let's make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And while he yet spake, while he was still bringing this utterance out, putting the prophets and Jesus all on the same level, while he was doing that, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of that cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Didn't mention anything about the prophets. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Hallelujah! And brothers and sisters, when we go to prayer, we don't want to see any man. We don't want to see ourselves or others. We just want to see Christ. If he comes here this morning, that's all I want to see is him. I don't want to see anything else. Who wants to see the Lord? It's just amazing, isn't it? The vision was all about the Lord Jesus. Not about the prophets of old. And God made that very clear. He interrupted Peter's speech. While he's preaching that we should have the prophets have a tabernacle and you have a tabernacle, God interrupted and said, "This is my son whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Hallelujah. I just want to give him the glory. It wasn't the prophets' fault. They weren't doing anything wrong. Just Peter got carried away. And we can get carried away too. It's all about him, not about men. As anointed as they were, it's not about them. So let us focus today, as a chorus goes, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. And the things of this earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let us turn our eyes off ourselves and totally onto Christ. For it's all about him and not about us. Brother and sister, when God shows you that, your prayers will change. What am I praying about me for? The Bible says, come to his courts with thanksgiving, with praise, and to worship him and to glorify him. Get our eyes off the preachers and onto Christ. But most of all, get our eyes off ourselves and all our problems. And onto the problem bearer, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's turn to Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now listen, brother and sister. We'll see the other side of this in a minute. God cares for you more than you'll ever know. And we're just going to read that same scripture from the Amplified Bible, which says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. You don't just say you believe it. You're going to have to do this from now on. You haven't got time to get into your problems because we're so busy worshipping and praising him as we ought to be. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. In Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Who believes that? He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Aren't they mighty promises, I tell you? From the one we adore. And Jesus cares for you. And he knows your every need this morning. He knows everything about you, the problems you're having, the difficulties, the confusions. He knows all that before you even ask him. Who believes that? Amen. Well, let's turn to it. Matthew 6 is what Jesus said, and I just love it. I'm very blessed by it. Matthew 6, verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetition. Oh, Lord, help me with this. Lord, I have a problem here. Oh, Lord, I'm not feeling well. Oh, Lord, I need this. Oh, Lord, I need that. We're doing it every time we get down to pray, we go through our list as God says, oh, not again. Not again. We do. How do you know that, Brother Howard? Because I've done it. You're always taking your problems to him and never praising him. This is word for you all. And those listening, it's for you too. Vain repetitions. Why would we be asking God today and tomorrow and the next day? Just ask him once. He heard you. Just start believing, saying, thank you, Lord, for the answer. As the heathen do. Oh my. He compares us with the heathen. Will we keep on praying the same old prayer lists out? So they think that they have heard for their much speaking. If I keep praying about my need, oh Lord, something's going to happen. No, no, he heard you the first time. Now you can turn your heart towards worshipping and praising him. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of. You know what? He knows you need strength in your body. He knows you need help. He knows you need to make decisions. He knows about that. It says, before you ask him, he knew about it. So when you come up with your prayer list, it's not a surprise to God. He knew before you opened it. So why don't we just start turning our eyes towards him? Now just look for a moment as we come to a close. Now look how Jesus teaches you and I to start our prayer time. Verse 9, just after we've finished that. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is how you pray, brother and sister. Lord, I have a real need.
No.
Lord, I want you to save my children. No. He says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's how we're meant to pray. Put God first in your prayer. Start worshipping, hallowed be thy name. Time of worship and adoration. And then he says, thy kingdom come. It's all about God. We're not even mentioned at this point. It's all about him first, not about us. That's how we ought to pray. That's how he taught us to pray. Why don't we start doing it? You may not use those exact words, but you'll have the same meaning. Now, brother and sister, the hour is very late. I don't know how much time we've got left here on earth. The world situation is really bad. You know that. And we should have our eyes fixed on his coming. Who believes the coming of the Lord's here?
Amen.
Brother and sister, we should be looking to God. This is no time to be looking at ourselves all the time. Sure, we can take our needs to him and leave them there with him. But really, we should be preparing to leave. The Bible says that the Spirit and the bride say, come. His wife, that's the bride of Christ, hath made herself ready. Our last scripture this morning, 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight, Brother Paul says. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not for me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. You know, brother and sister, our desire this morning, the greatest desire is not your new house. Is not buying your car or getting a promotion at work, and there's nothing wrong with those things. But your greatest desire is to see his coming. Mm-hmm. And brother and sister, we should be giving him praise now. That when he comes, we'll be worshipping him and saying, Lord, I love you with all my heart and soul. He'll say, come up hither. And we'll go to be with the Lord and never to return. Except when he come back in glory and power. The millennium with him on white horses. Just be so wonderful. It's all about him.
not about us. And brother and sister, I want you to really take this message to your heart. Don't go home and start getting down saying, oh Lord, I have this problem now, Lord, and just go straight back into the rut. Say, Lord, I have been doing that, but I want to change direction. We've all made mistakes. We do it all the time. We make mistakes, but God wants us to go forward. And he's showing us in his word how to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's all about him. He wants to hear the praises of his people. He's given us the privilege to worship him. And so often we don't. We bring our complaints. We bring our requests. And the Bible says to bring our requests. But after we've given him praise and worship. Do you love the Lord? I love him with all my heart. Shall we just stand for prayer? Lord Jesus, we're facing momentous times. We see the condition of the church everywhere. Such a cooling off. Such a lack of sincerity and fervency. Everyone's got a program. We need that sincerity and that worship from our hearts unto thee. And Lord, I'm just praying, Lord, that we will, all of us, turn our eyes upon you. It's all about you. It's not about Howard Searle or about Pauline or Lee or anybody. It's all about you, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that we'll get our focus corrected. Do the right thing, Lord. Peter looked at the wrong thing. He saw Moses and Elijah and you. And he put them all in the same box. But it's not. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I just pray, Lord, that you'll help us all to see these things and to start doing it today. Tonight, when we go to prayer, or we rise in the morning to seek you, Lord, the first thing from our lips will be giving you glory, praise and honor for our salvation and for all that you've done for us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, if it is so self-centered, when you already know what we have need of. You want to bless us, you want to help us. I pray, Lord, you'll bless every brother and every sister here. Those joining with us, Lord, may they be encouraged too, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Hmm? 284 is it in the redemption? Is it there? It's not?
Jesus only is at
risk. The words aren't there. Hmm? Oh, the name. What's it?
Jesus only is our message.
We're still transcribing this to the projector, these songs. Well, we're just going to have to fall back onto the old faithful. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Well, that would have been good, though. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So weary trial, light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and light for a To come, we'll pray for you. God will bless you, touch you, and fill you. Whatever you need, just come.
Lord, we just say thank you, Lord, for your goodness unto us, Lord. And we just say sorry, Lord, for always bringing our problems before you, Lord, and just not really thanking you, Lord, and worshiping you, Lord, from the depths of our heart, Lord, and for what you've done for us, Lord, and your sustaining power, Lord, to keep us, Lord. And Lord, we just say thank you, Lord, and give you praise and glory, Lord, and that you would keep this message in our hearts, Lord, that we would come before you day after day, Lord, and give you thanks and praise for your mercy and your grace, Lord, and your salvation unto us, Lord. And we just pray a blessing upon the food, Lord, that we were going to have, Lord, and we just thank you and just pray that you would bring us back, Lord, at 1 o'clock for the afternoon service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You're dismissed.